Coming up, Ukraine tells the UN it hopes to resolve the crisis with Russia peacefully, but warns intervention in Crimea is unacceptable.
This is absolutely and entirely unacceptable in the 21st century to resolve any kind of conflict with tanks, artillery.
Facebook's chief Mark Zuckerberg calls President Obama to complain about US surveillance of the internet. And later,
in a world where laughter was king,
Hal Douglas, one of the last great Hollywood voiceover artists, has died, aged 89. Hal Douglas, perhaps the last of the great Hollywood voiceover men, has died at the age of 89. For decades, Hal Douglas provided the deep, gravelly tones for movie trailers for Men in Black, Bridget Jones's Diary, and hundreds of other films. Here's our arts correspondent, Vincent Dowd.
This summer, take your seat and say your prayers. Pam is the one Greg wants to marry. Tom Hanks.
I love the law.
Denzel Washington. Philadelphia.
Hal Douglas, along with the late Don LaFontaine, was joint king of the Hollywood movie voiceover. For decades, he made a very good living from trailers which he admitted he immediately forgot about until the check turned up.
Kevin Costner. Dennis Hopper. Waterworld.
And there is some disagreement whether it was Douglas or LaFontaine, who died in 2008, who introduced the cliché, in a world where, which became an industry in-joke.
In a world where laughter was king.
Douglas seldom needed to go anywhere near Hollywood. He lived in Virginia and delivered his performances down the line. Fashions have changed, and today few trailers feature a narrative voice at all.
Once upon a time is how these stories usually begin. However, this particular tale begins with...
Hal Douglas, who started as an actor and radio announcer, said his voice was the right pitch to cut through the noisiest material. And he said, for maximum gravel, the big trick was never to clear the throat before a recording session.
I'll bear that in mind. Vincent Dowd on Hal Douglas, who's died aged 89.